Blog Talk Radio.
Tiffany Thompson is the founder and CEO of It's All About You Ministry International, located in Chicago, Illinois. She was born and raised on the west side of Chicago. Anointed by the Lord Jesus Christ, she is gifted to reach people of various backgrounds and nationalities. She is a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ with a strong prophetic call on her life. It's All About You Ministry was given to her by way of the Holy Spirit in January 2005 from out of her home. She has touched the lives of many, whether in local churches, street corners, or workplace. Her ultimate goal is to advance the kingdom of God. She is an entrepreneur, writer, poet, and motivational speaker, all for the kingdom of God. Tiffany Thompson has received a certificate from the Samuel School of Prophets under the instructor, Apostle Raphael Robinson, CEO, founder of Word Kingdom. And now, without further ado, here's Miss Tiffany Thompson.
Amen. Hallelujah. I just want to thank you all for calling in on It's All About You radio show. I thank you for listening in. I do apologize for the delay. Something was going on with my microphone, but I thank God for you. I thank you for those that are logged on online. I thank you for the applause as I even entered in. I thank you, Dennis Weston, for opening this door, for obeying the voice of God. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I bless you. Bless God for you all. I also just want to say thank you for those that that are faithful to the show, faithful to God. I just want to thank you for your presence. And I just pray that each time that you all come on the show and that you all are blessed. I pray that God just truly bless you all because, again, we're here to serve you. The show is called It's All About You, and we're here to serve you. And so I want to do a recap of last week's show. Last week, the people were blessed. I was blessed. We normally do an hour. We actually went over a little bit, an hour and a half, but it was well worth it. There was prayer that went forth. The word went forth. Deliverance went forth. Prophecy went forth. Most of all, God, number one being first, was in the house. So we just thank God for that. I thank God for Prophetess Tina that was on with us. We had Prophetess Beverly that was on with us. And some more sisters in Christ that came on the show to bless us and to bless God's people. So, again, I just want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And so, as usual, before we go forth, in the word or going forth and what we talk when we're talking about, because every week we come on, we just really keep it simple. We just want to show people that they can apply the word of God to their life daily without walking on pins and needles or without walking on eggshells, because there's so many people that are afraid of walking in this new life of salvation because they're afraid that they have to walk on, they have to be perfect, and they have to walk on eggshells, and if they do something wrong, they're afraid that God won't forgive them, you know, or sometimes they don't even forgive themselves because they messed up, you know. But the Bible says a just man falls seven times, and what makes him just is the fact that he gets right back up. So we just thank God for his goodness and his mercy, to give us the strength to get back up. And that's what we need to walk this life. You know, we need God. We need his power. We need his anointing. We need his strength. And we most of all need his grace. And we have to know that we are forgiven. Even when we do something, even when we say something, even when we think something, we have to apply the word of God just knowing that we are forgiven. But the only way to know that is we got to get in the word. We got to read the word. We got to become one with the word. Amen. We got to become one with God. And know that we are forgiven despite of our shortcomings, despite of our mistakes. Forgive yourself, you know, forgive your neighbor, Forgive your children. Forgive those that have an ought against you. You just got to walk in just a total forgiveness and knowing your heart is clear, your mind is clear, whether they accept your forgiveness or not, as long as you know you are free. They're the ones that you have to pray for them. You have to pray for them that they may become free. But, again, we're here to just operate and apply the word of God in our everyday life and watch him move. Watch it work. Amen. Amen. So I'm going to start off with a prayer. And so, Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you this morning, this evening, rather, Lord, forgive me, but we thank you for this evening. And, God, we just pray right now in the name of Jesus that your will be done, God, and that your kingdom come, Lord, on earth as it is in heaven, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. And, God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, God, that you take over this show again, Father, from week to week, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, every vessel, Father, that's on this show, Father, in the name of Jesus, use them, anoint them, God, in the name of Jesus. Cause them to share for whoever may need it, God. Cause them to pour out, Father. Let them know that their very thing that they're going through, that their testimony is to save somebody else. And that it's for somebody else, God, but that you are anointing them for what they're going through, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, encourage every heart on tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. And God, now do I pray that deliverance go forth, Father, miracles go forth on this line on tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. I pray that the word, Father, become one with us and we become one with it, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, Father. I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus for fresh revelation, Father, right now in Jesus' name, God. I pray, God, that you use us like never before, God. And I pray every lie of the enemy, Father, is destroyed now in the name of Jesus. And wherever there has been a lie, God, that truth will prevail now in the name of Jesus. And I even pray, God, that the spirit of resolve, Father, even come upon your people, God, that the things that, God, that they've been wrestling with, Father, for years, that it be resolved on tonight, God. Father, send your deliverance, even, Father, upon your servant, on your daughter, on your son, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Oh, God, send arrows of deliverance now, God. Release your angels in every house and in every phone, every ear, and every, Father, radio on tonight in Jesus' mighty name. And, God, we just want to say we thank you, God. We enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we pray, God, if there's anybody that we've offended on today, God, we decree and declare that today is the day that, God, we are delivered, that we are set free, that we walk in total forgiveness, Father, in you, in Jesus' name, God. And we give it over to you, God, and we thank you, we honor you, we glorify you, and we know that it is done in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And I just want you to keep in mind, even as we go forth on the show, keep in mind that at any given time, you can press the one button. Again, whether it's doing the word going forth, whether it's doing prayer, whether it's doing prophecy, whatever the case may be, at any given time, if you have a statement, if you require prayer, just press the one button. Or if you want to give some words of encouragement to somebody that's on the line or to somebody you may think is listening, press the one button. Feel free to press the one button and let God have his way. Let him use you in Jesus' name. Amen. And so tonight we want to talk about putting on the whole armor of God. And God gave me this word earlier today during my lunchtime, because he was explaining to me that we're going to always be in a war. We're going to always be in a war with something. We got to just know how to keep going, because sometimes when we are in wars, you know, sometimes we get a little tired like soldiers do. You know, we get a little tired, or sometimes we get injured or we get hit, you know, in the spirit. And our armor is beat up because we done been hit so many times that we want to give up. But God was just letting me know that there's going to be times, honey, you're going to always be in the war. You may get a time or season of rest, but you're going to always be in the war until the end, because the fact of the matter is the enemy don't like what God is doing for you, in you. and where he's taking you. So he's not going to allow it to be easy, especially when it's a blessing. So the Bible says the blessing of the Lord make it rich and add no sorrow. Because so if there's any sorrow in it, we know that's not the blessings of God. But we do know that sometimes we got a war for a thing. We got a war for a person. We got a war even for a place, a territory. But we have to use this word. We can't war in our flesh, but we got to war in the spirit realm. Because, see, in the spirit is where things can get done. In the spirit is where we believe God and we rely on him and we trust him. So when we pray about it, angels are automatically released on our behalf. And God is at work on our behalf, even on our enemies, even with our enemies, even on our loved ones. Angels are automatically released on our behalf, but we have to have faith to believe that. And what I mean by that is having faith to believe that means once I pray about it, it's a done deal. I'm done with it. I'm not picking it back up. I'm not going back discussing it with the person. It's over. Either you forgive me or you don't. Either we talk about it and we move on, we move forward, or we just don't, period. Or if it's a territory, if it's a thing that we're believing God, we have to know that, okay, I prayed about it, and this thing is in God's hand. And so I want to read Ephesians 6 and 10. I want to start at verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on a breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith, with which we'll be able to quench the fiery darts of the enemy, and take the helmet of salvation, which is the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayers and supplications in the Spirit, being watchful to this, with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. And he's saying in the end, pray for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly and to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Amen. Amen. And I'm going to go back all the way to 10, where he says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. Because that's where our strength is lying. It's not in us, but it's in God and in the power of his might. Because sometimes we're so weak, we feel like we're powerless. I can't do this. But the minute you give it to God, strength comes from everywhere. And then you see the manifestation of that thing that you were praying for and that you gave over to him. You see it immediately. And then he says, because this is our spiritual armor. This is what we need on a daily basis. He told me this earlier. He said, we need this every day. This is not a seasonal thing, but this is a daily thing because daily the enemy is trying to do something to attack you, to discourage you, to pull you out of your place in God, and to cause you to doubt God and cause fear and intimidation to come upon you. But I hear the Lord say, he said, put on the whole armor. Put on all of me, not half of me, not some of me. Some of you put on the whole armor that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, because sometimes when we're not fully armored up, we can't stand. We want to give up. We want to quit. We want to throw in the towel. God is too heavy. God is too hard. I can't do this. But that you may stand, if you put on the whole thing, he said that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Because, and then he had to make this clear, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. And why did he have to break that down to us? Because sometimes we get it twisted. Sometimes we get a little confused about who to fight really with. Because I'm gonna go ahead and open myself up, because sometimes he used my kids. He used my sons. And so my sons have a bad day or something not going right for them, and they'll walk in my presence or in my house with a horrible attitude. And instead of me, because times I'm a little weak, you know, I'm tired, I don't work all day, I don't feel like being bothered, you know, I'm looking like, okay, no, you're not going to walk in my house like this. You're not going to walk in my presence like that. But all the time, it's not them. It's the spirit that's in them. So God is saying we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, because we end up arguing with the person instead of tearing that thing down in the spirit realm. We end up arguing back and forth, back and forth. And if you notice, when you argue back and forth with flesh and blood, all you do is get tired and wore out. You don't waste your breath and you don't waste your time, because you didn't really get much accomplished. All you got was a headache. You lost more strength. You lost, you know, now you're tired, feeble, weak, and you don't want to be bothered. But if we look at them and say, okay, Satan, you're a liar, and ain't no truth in you, but we walk in the authority that God has given us and begin to bind, loose, rebuke, in Jesus' name, and go ahead and sit down. We know God didn't handle that. Because one thing we do know, it takes two to go back and forth. It takes two to fight. It takes two to argue. And so he had to break it down and let us know we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. But this fight, this war that we're in on a daily basis, is against principalities. It's against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual hosts. He had hosts. This devil got all, it's not just one of them, but he said it's spiritual hosts with an S to it of wickedness in the heavenly places. So the enemy is up there in the spirit realm too. He up there, the Bible says, in heavenly places. That's where they at. That's where they linger. Even when we send our prayers up before God, the enemy, the Bible says, there's a war going on in the heavens. Even when we send up our prayers and our requests, and we're wondering, like, why God hasn't answered? I know he heard me. I know he hear me. You know, not one, the Bible says not one of my prayers should fall to the ground, but it should accomplish everything that it's sent to do. So why hasn't God answered me? When all the time there's a war going on in the spirit realm, in heavenly places, because that prayer that went up, the enemy don't want it to touch the third heaven where our God is. He, you know, we got to go through the second heaven where the spiritual wickedness is, and the angels that's assigned to us is trying to get our stuff to us, and the devil trying his host, because that's what the Bible says, his host and his wicked powers are trying to stop him from bringing it. So there's always a war going on, but this war is a spiritual war. And have you ever prayed for somebody that you've been waiting for their deliverance? Like, man, God, when are they going to get delivered? Man, God, I've been waiting for you to do this for them for the long. And even some stuff concerning your own personal life. You're saying, God, when are you going to deliver me? When are you going to free me? God, I've been wrestling with this too long. When all the time there's a host of hell fighting against your prayer, fighting against your prophetic word, fighting against that you released in the spirit realm, because he don't want it to happen for you. Amen. So he said, against spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. He said, since it's like that, therefore, this is what I need you to do. I need you to take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, because he knows the day is coming. But because you will have on the whole armor, you'll be able to withstand in the evil day. You will have that strength. You will have that power. You will have that assurance that God is with me. Devil, you can throw all you want to throw. You can say all you want to say, and you can do all you want to do. But ain't no weapon formed, Isaiah 54:17, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against me in judgment, thou shalt condemn. And the Bible also declares that this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, says God. So we have that scripture and that word down in us. We can look at the devil and tell him, baby, you can get back. Because it can form, but it ain't going to prosper. You can form it all day long, it ain't going to prosper. You can say it all day long, boo-boo, but it ain't going to prosper. Amen. He said, therefore stand, having girded your waist with the truth. in despite of how anybody else living, how anybody else acting, you stay with the truth. He said, gird your waist up with the truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness to guard your heart, and having shod with your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. In other words, that you got the word of God in you. You carrying the word. Everywhere you go, the word is in you. The word is with you. So now you got on the breastplate of righteousness to cover your heart, to cover your mind. Come on, the belt of truth. I'm going to walk in truth if ain't nobody else walking in it, even if it's the truth about me, even if I have to expose me, it's still the truth, despite of. And having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel, if you're carrying the gospel up everywhere I go, the word of God, above, and then it says, verse 16, above all, taking the shield of faith. I got faith that when I speak this prayer, ain't nothing going to happen. That when I speak this prayer, I won't be discouraged, because at the end of the day, I watched that thing form against me, but I also saw that it didn't prosper. I also seen how God blocked it. So we don't have to get discouraged and fight with one another back and forth. You know how we do? Go back and forth, texting, go back and forth, Facebooking, go back and forth, fighting for what? When all I got to do is say this prayer. It ain't going to prosper. You can do it all day long. And because I put my trust, my reliance, and my assurance in the Word, which is the Holy Spirit, which is God, because the Bible says in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. So because I know this Word is God, I'm not worried about it. He is the only man. No, there's no other superior higher than him. So if I'm with him, I'm on the winning team. I'm not even worried about it. It ain't going to prosper. So you can do what you want to do. Say what you want to say. It's going to bounce off because I got on my armor. I'm covered. Above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, the helmet which covers the mind, which covers the mind. When you get on that helmet, you know your mind covered. That means the devil can't tell me to say this and that about my brother or my sister. He can't whisper this and that, because he'll get in our ear and tell us, look at her, look at him, or whatever. Or he'll lie and say, this ain't going to work, that ain't going to work. But, you know, so as long as your mind is covered with that helmet, and then the word also tells us to cast down imagination. Every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bring it to captivity into the obedience of Christ. So even when that thought do come, there is another scripture that causes you to cast it down immediately. That means you won't even entertain it. It won't even have, because one thing about the devil, he can't get in unless we open the door. And that's the same thing about the Spirit of the Lord. He ain't going to come in unless we open the door, because he's a gentleman. So as long as we open the right door for the right spirit with the right person, we don't have to worry about entertaining those thoughts. But my mind is covered. Amen. Praying always. The Bible says, verse 18, praying always. That means don't even stop. Walk and pray. Talk and pray. Sit at your desk and pray. Sit at work and pray. Sit on your break and pray. Sit in your car and pray. Wherever you're at. But the Bible says praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit, not in the flesh. We have to pray in the spirit because that's where it's at. That's what a real war is. It's a spiritual war. He said, but praying always, all prayer and supplication in the spirit, being watchful. Come on, watch and pray. He said you got to close your eyes. He said watch and pray. Because here it is again, the enemy is busy, and you got, and he used people, and he used some of your favorite people, some of your favorite loved ones, friends, family, cousins, whoever it is, he uses people. So the Bible says to just be watchful, not to come against them, not to call them the devil or call them your enemy, but sometimes the enemy injures people because they are going through something too. it's not, everybody's not as bold as you are to say, okay, I'm going through something. You know, I don't feel like this today, or I don't feel like that today. You know, no, everybody's not. Some people are we walking a little pride. They don't want people to know they're going through. They want their life to look so lavish, life is just lovely, and so forth. But then they have a bad attitude. You see what I'm saying? They have a bad attitude, and they're very defensive. And all the time, really what it is, they call it protecting themselves. So we have to be watchful. We have to be watchful not to hate them, but to love them and understand, man, I need to pray for them, even though they're not going to even ask for prayer. But I'm going to pray for them anyway. I'm going to say a prayer anyway because I see the enemy has got their mind. I see the enemy is using them today. And, you know, I'm going to step back, and this is what I do. I step back until people come to their senses or whatever it is they're going through, until they season, whatever they're going through over with. And sometimes I even get out of people's way. When I'm going through, I get out of people's way because sometimes I don't know how hot the pressure is or how heavy it is on them, but I know my pressure, sometimes it gets heavy. It gets real heavy, and it'll bring on frustration. It'll bring on hurt. It'll bring on a few things that I know I just need to deal with on my own. And I know I don't need to be around anybody if I got a bad attitude. So sometimes I won't answer my phone. Sometimes I ain't coming to the event. Sometimes I ain't going nowhere. Sometimes I'm sitting down until I hear God and I get it right within myself because I don't want to ruin anybody else's day. I don't want none of that. Unless God sent somebody to help me or send somebody with a word or whatever, no, I'm not jacking up nobody else's life. Or if I just decide, or he leads me to tell me, call this person, call that person, you know, to pray for you, or they got a word for you, or whatever the case may be, whatever it is that's going to bring deliverance, I'm going to do it because I want deliverance. But what I don't want to do is take it out on anybody else. And sometimes we do that. We do that. I know I've been guilty. But he just says, praying always with all prayer, supplication in the spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and all supplication for all the saints. In other words, don't just pray for yourself. Don't just pray for yourself. But he says to pray for all the saints because the enemy is after all of them. He's after all of us. He ain't just after one. He ain't just after two. But because sometimes I'm going to say this, and I just want to also let you know, just feel free to put the one button if you want to talk. I see you all on the line. But if you want prayer or whatever, just feel free to cut on in. Put the one button, cut on in. If you have a testimony that you want to share, you don't know who's listening, and you don't know who it's for. But feel free to please press the one button. Amen. But he said to pray even for the saints, pray for one another, lift one another up. The Bible says to exalt your brother or sister higher than yourself. How can I do that if I don't love myself? We have to first make sure we love ourselves before we can really look that deep and exalt my brother or my sister higher than myself. I have to be able to love myself in order to exalt them higher than me. Amen? I mean, it truly makes sense. A lot of these scriptures that I'm repeating were very hard to use for a long time. They were very hard to use for a long time because I had to go through my own levels of freedom. I had to go through my own levels of deliverance. How could I exalt somebody against that higher than me that I know don't like me? That was a hard thing. This wasn't a easy thing. How could I exalt somebody higher than me that I know just got through talking about me? I feel a certain way about her, or I feel a certain way about him. And God, you telling me to exalt them higher than me? That's hard. That's a hard thing that you're asking. But what the thing about it is, when you get a chance to do it, you're doing it by faith. You're doing it by faith. It's a faith thing. Because just the thing is, okay, despite of what he, she, or whoever thinks about me or feels about me, I'm just going to go ahead and obey God. I'm just going to obey God. period. I'm going to do it out of faith. And believe it or not, God will bless you. He will bless you just by believing his word, taking on the word, believing the word, believing what the word says. Because you believe it, you get a chance to operate in it. Because you believe it, you get a chance to watch the manifestation of what you just did. You watch God move in that person's life. And you're like, wow, that works. You know, it makes you feel good about you. And it makes you feel good about you, but you also get a chance to see that person delivering. You get a chance to see that person delivered. Period. Because it's not all about you. We're sold out to him for the next person. Amen. And so I want to take some calls now. I really want to take some calls now because I feel the need to pray for someone that's in this situation, to say a prayer for you, for someone that's in the situation that really needs the strength to do what this word. It takes strength and it takes some ugly faith to really, really believe this word, and especially when somebody has hurt you, when they have betrayed you, when they have backstabbed you, when they have dropped you, when they have, you know, when they just outright lied, and especially if they hold a place in ministry, and you're thinking to yourself, what? Where is the fear of the Lord for this person? What is the fear? Do they really fear this person, the man that they preach about, the man they talk about? Do they really fear him? Because they living like they don't. Mistreating people like they don't. And I see a lot of that's going on in the body of Christ. I see a lot of it that's going on in the body of Christ. But because I went through a lot of it, God has strengthened me. He equipped me to know how to go on, to just go on without hatred, without anger, without bitterness. Because at one season in my life, I had the hatred. I had the anger. I had the bitterness. I had the distrust. I couldn't even look at some of the people in ministry. I had a total disrespect for them in my heart. I didn't have an honor for them anymore. I lost the honor. Even when the Bible tells us to honor, I totally lost the honor because I'm saying no. I'm like, no, you can't be. You know, you can't be. You can't have the fear of the Lord. But at the same time, that's when we have to just really trust God and give that thing over to him. Give it over to God. Let it go. Trust God will pay back. Because he said, it is I that pay back. It is I that revenge. It is I, says God, that does these things. So it took me a while. It took me a long while to get to that point, to get to that place, but it took my stages of healing. God took me through healing. He took me through deliverance. And what really, really, really touched me and helped me was the fact that when I looked at myself and saw, you really ain't no better than them. You may not have the same sin, or you may not be doing the same thing, but it brought me to a place of knowing, if God delivered me, he'll deliver them. If God forgave me, when we see how raggedy we are and God forgives us, we don't have a problem with forgiving somebody else. I remember a sister telling me that watched me really go through for the last 5-6 years in ministry and just in my life, period. It don't have to be ministry, just in my life, period. And she saw me come back around the same people, but she saw a different spirit on me. She saw a spirit of embracing, and she saw a spirit of love on me that I was able to embrace. And she said, I don't see how you do it. And I said, what do you mean? She said, I don't see how you do it. I said, it's not me. It's the love of God. It's not me. I don't have the ability to love and embrace the way I do. I don't have the ability to forgive the way I do. But when he reminds me of how nasty and how dirty I was and how he forgave me, it caused me to walk in the same. It caused me to operate like him. I had a desire to want to be like him. And then not only that, but it also opened the door. Doors started opening for me the minute I started forgiving. And in my heart, I'm thinking, that's what my hindrance was all the time? Because I couldn't forgive? This couldn't happen? That couldn't happen? And I ain't talking about just forgive this out your mouth. You know, sometimes we'd be like, okay, yeah, you know, we call somebody up and, yeah, I know I said this and I did this. You know, I'm asking you to forgive me. No, not that's just out of the mouth forgiveness. But I'm talking about godly sorrow. When I saw how ugly I was, I began to weep and cry. Started crying as God began to deal with me and show me, not show me them, because he know what they've done, but just show me and show me what he's done for me. If I've done this for you, why can't you do this for someone else? Why can't you love someone else? I love you. I died for you. I forgave you. I'm with you. And the minute I went through that healing, and the minute I gathered that faith, and I took on the helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shield of faith, I'm going to walk by faith. I'm just going to put my armor on, but I'm going to walk by faith, because if the enemy shoots something at me, it's going to hit this armor. It's not going to penetrate me. But I'm going to walk by faith anyway. Knowing I'm covered in the blood. Knowing I'm covered in the blood of Jesus. And I began to operate in that. I began to use that. And God forgave me. And God delivered me. And God began to open doors for me. And God began to just bless me. Blessing after blessing after blessing after blessing. And then when that same, not the same person, but another situation or something come up with the same thing, guess what? I had to sit down and do it again. God, show me how to forgive this one. God, show me how to forgive. This one hurt me. That one hurt this time. It hurt worse than it did last time. God, show me how to do it. I have a desire to do it, but right now that's not what I feel like doing it. We got to be 100 with God. We got to keep it real with God and let him know. It's not what I feel like doing, but this is what I know that's right to do, because my forgiveness might be tied up in my son's deliverance. Come on. Come on now. My deliverance might be tied up in my brother's or sister's deliverance. My deliverance might be tied up in my ministry. My deliverance might be tied up in my money, in my finances, in my blessings. I need to forgive. I need to forgive. I need to just let it go. But when we know we're armored up, we're strengthening up. Come on. When we know we're worded up, we ain't worried about it. It'll bounce off us. It'll bounce right off of your armor. May be a little dented up or bent up or whatever, but at the end of the day, God is releasing an anointing on you. He's releasing a mantle on you. Come on. He's growing you. He's strengthening you. Before you know it, you're mature in the spirit. You look up, that same test hits you for the third, fourth, or fifth time, and you look like, oh, my God, I didn't even respond like I used to. I didn't even know. Sometimes I get all the way home from work and sit down, and God say, you know what they did earlier? That was a hit from the enemy. And I'm like, oh, my God. Yeah, well, she said that she was really trying to be smart with you. She was just, you know, it was the enemy that used her, though. He'll let me know it was the enemy that used. And I'd be like, oh, my God, Lord. And he don't tell me to attack her, but he shows me and highlights it. So I can identify my growth, so I can identify a test that I just passed that I didn't even know was a test until I got home and sat down. And I sit and I said, Lord, thank you, only you, only you. Because how are we going to know what we passed unless we take a test? How are we going to know? God spoke to me a few weeks ago. I was in the washroom combing my hair, and he said, he started speaking to me about testing. And he said this to me. He said, it's just like, he said, after you're done with a certain grade, what do? To go to the next level. You take a test, don't you? And I said, yes. He said, okay, it's test time. It's test time. It's time to go over to the next level in him. Amen. It's time to go to the next level in God. It's time to put your armor on. You got to know for the rest of your life you're going to be in a war. It doesn't matter who the enemy uses, but the Bible just told us, Ephesians 6:10, we do not wrestle with flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness, and high places. That's where the war is at, even on the streets of Chicago. That's where the war is at. The enemy desires to take out our next generation, take out our children, take out our loved ones, our husbands, our wives. The devil desires to sift them as wheat. But if we do what this Bible just says, pray in the spirit, not for just ourselves, but for all the saints. Amen. So whenever you get a chance, read Ephesians 6:10. I pray tonight's word really blessed you. I'm guessing nobody wanted prayer or have anything to say on tonight. So what I'm going to do, I'll get a chance to close out early because for the last 2 weeks, we actually was on this show doing for an hour and a half prophesying and praying for people, and it was a blessing. Trust me, I am not complaining. I'll go over any time and any day for God. I do whatever he wants me to do. It's all for him. But, amen, I'm going to say a prayer over this word that was spoken on tonight, over every word that was released tonight. I'll say a prayer over you, and I pray that you all have a blessed night. I love you. I thank you. And I'll be posting who will be with me next Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. to Central Standard Time to 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'll be doing a post. I ask you all, if the Lord leads you, to share it. If not, all is well. But we're going to still be here, in spite of. We're going to still be here doing what thus said the Lord. Amen. So someone will be with me. I don't know exactly. We're getting interviews ready for authors that had strong testimony, strong deliverances. And they've written about them, and they're sharing it with the world. So continue to pray my strength in the Lord. Continue to lift my name up in the midst of your prayers, that I may be who God called me to be and do what he called me to do, say what he's called me to say, and go where he's called me to go. Amen. So I want to pray for your families. I want to pray for this word on tonight. Father God, I just want to bless your holy name on tonight. I just want to say I thank you, Lord. I thank you, God, that through obedience, Father, that your will is done, Father. Father, that your kingdom come, God, on earth as it is in heaven, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. And I pray, God, that tonight, that, Father, that someone, Father, that this word bless someone, Father, that they know how to fight now, God, that they know, God, that this fight is not a flesh and blood fight, but it's a spiritual fight, God, and how the enemy uses family and close friends, Father, to come against us. But, Father, you said you prayed for us, Father. You said that you come that we may have life and that more abundantly, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, God, that they will meditate on this scripture, Father. That Ephesians 6:10 will be their portion, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, and that they put on the full armor of God, God, that they may be able to stand against the wile of the devil, Father, in the evil day, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And I pray, God, that they speak this over their family, God, speak this over their husbands, Lord, speak it over their wives, God, speak it over their children, Lord, speak it over their doorpost, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, that they may speak it in the stores. Speak it on the job, Father, that they may speak the word, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, and they may do it in the spirit, God, and that, God, you begin to activate and manifest your power before them, God, that they will know that you are real, that they will know that you are God, Father, and that they will know they don't have to fight a battle that doesn't belong to them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I thank you, God, that you said that the weapons of our warfare were not carnal, but they are mighty through you, God, to the pulling down of strong holds. And so, God, we thank you that the strongholds are being pulled down now in the city of Chicago. We pull down anger. We pull down bitterness. We pull down jealousy. We pull down envy. We pull down abandonment, Father. We pull down rejection, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. We pull down this murdering spirit, Father, that desire to murder your people, God, that desire to leave the city of Chicago, bloodshed on the street, Father, in the name of Jesus. We come against it now, in the name of Jesus, God, and we release your angels, warring angels, God. We call on the archangel Michael, Father, to come and war on the behalf of your people on tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Families are crying out, Father. Children are crying out, God, in the name of Jesus, God. But I pray on tonight, God, that they run to you, God, that they run to shelter, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, that they run and be restored back unto you, God. For you said in your word, God, that he, Father, that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God, Father, shall abide under the Almighty, Father. Under your shadow there's healing, Father. Under your shadow there's delivering, God. Under your shadow, Father, there's wholeness, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I speak restoration to this city. I speak revival into every home in this city and everybody on this line right now in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father, now, God, that tonight won't be just a night that they seek you and that they look for the manifestation of your power and of your word, but, God, that this become their lifestyle, God, that they do this, Father, in their sleep, God, that they pray, God, constantly praying, Father, with all prayer and supplication, Father, making their request known unto you, God, in the name of Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. And, Father, I thank you for Dennis, even in his absence, Father. Bless him in all that he's going through, Father. Father, give him a testimony, Father. Call them to testify of your goodness, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, word our mouth, God. Help us to spread the gospel, Father, and no longer the gossip, God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to spread the gospel of Christ, Father. Help us to spread the good news, God, for you died for us, Father. You were bruised for us, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Help us to spread the gospel. Help us to lay down our life for a friend, Father, for a brother, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. And God, we thank you on tonight, God. God, we give you honor, we give you glory, and we give you praise, Father, even now, God. I pray right now, God, that the man who has a gun in his hand tonight, Father, I pray right now that angels camp round and about him right now, the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that he's stopping his footsteps now, God, the same way you did Saul, God, when you knocked him off that horse, Father, when you knocked him to the ground and you blinded him, Father, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare tonight, God, that man will know that he can no longer kick against the prick, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Touch him now. Turn his life around, Father. Heal him from the anger. Heal him from the abandonment. Heal him from the lack of Father. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, love on him, Father, like never before, Father, in Jesus' mighty name, God. And, God, we thank you on tonight. We thank you, God, that angels are released in every household on tonight, God. I thank you, God, that ministries are being born on tonight. I thank you, God, that, Father, prayers are being lifted up on tonight. I thank you, God, that, Father, in the name of Jesus, gifts are being stirred up on tonight, on this line right now, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, God, that people are being encouraged, Father, strengthened and built up on tonight, Father. In Jesus, God, I thank you that not one prayer will fall to the ground, but the prayers will, Father, accomplish everything you said to do, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. And we know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, in Jesus' mighty name. And we thank you, we praise you, and it is so. And we have one person that pressed the one button before we get out of here. And so I'm going to see what it is. I just thank you all. Please hold. Amen. Hallelujah. Hello. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hello?
Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Hello, I don't know if they pushed it by mistake. Hello?
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
We can't hear you. I don't know if they intentionally. Did you intentionally? Hello? Hello? they probably made a mistake and pressed the one button. Well, I hope you all was blessed. Continue to spread the word. We'll be back on again, praying, prophesying, speaking the word of God, deliverance, letting God be God and doing all that he does on this prayer line, on this radio show. I call it a prayer line because we just let God have his way. This is the only radio show that I know about that you can come on and get prayer, prophecy, deliverance, and the raw word of the kingdom. So continue to evangelize, continue to tell the goodness of Jesus, continue to tell your neighbors, tell your coworkers how good he's been, continue to lift him up because he said when praises go up, blessings come down. And I just want to thank you all. If you'd like to listen to this show, you can go on to Blog Talk Radio, Western World One, and the recording is live on tonight. It'll be up in the next probably 10 minutes after we're done with the show. If you want to hear the prayer, if you want to hear the word again, if you want to spread it, go ahead, have your way. Let God use you. Let God use you. Come on the show and let God use you. Don't be afraid. Stop being fearful and quit counting all the problems that you have. There's not a problem that you have that's not bigger than God. If I told you what all was on my plate, you will wonder, how does she still come and do this show? But it's because of God, and because I know my reward is in him and not man. Come out of fear. Come out of it. That's a prison. Fear is the biggest prison you ever want to be in. Come out of fear. Step out on faith. Stop being fearful and scared because you're in a war. We all in a war. But whose side are you on? Knowing the side that you're on should bring confidence of knowing I'm coming out of this. Because if he brought me out of that, he's going to bring me out of this. If he even brought me out of alcoholism, prostitution, drugs, if he brought me out of that, he's going to bring me out of this. You got to have that assurance, that confidence. One thing the devil loves is when we're scared. He can run over a scared person, but he won't touch somebody walking in authority or walking in boldness. He won't dare touch you because he knows you somebody that know who you are. And that you get, when you gain that strength to say, get your hand off me, my husband, and my kids. And the last thing you want to do is bother me. Because I was sitting here minding my own business. But if I go in the spirit and call on my daddy, you got to know that when you call on your daddy, he going to come. He ain't like your other daddy that didn't show up. He is going to come. The promises of God are yes and amen. And I pray that you all were encouraged tonight, because I am. I am, and I'm encouraged that every time you come on the show, that you really incline your ears to hear the heart of God and what he's saying, and that God is going to reward you. He's going to bless you. You have to walk in assurance. Be strengthened. I love you all. Be blessed. And if you could spread the word, spread the word. All is well. But I just want to thank you again for calling this All About You radio show, where you have myself, Tiffany Thompson, and Dennis Weston. I want to say bless you all and good night. Amen.